Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. Christmas specials are funny things. They can be sometimes formulaic, but also endearing, reminding us of family traditions. From the broadcasting of hours of the burning Yule log on your TV to the airing of your favorite classic movie like It's a Wonderful Life, mine is Elf. But one thing's for sure, like with most pop culture traditions, this one could use, you know, a little bit of an update. Enter our next three guests who have their very own Christmas special that they've set for the stage. Titled Latina Christmas Special, it stars and was co-written by comedians Maria Russell, Diana Yanez, and Sandra Valls. And while they've performed it the last few years in L.A., this year marks the production's New York City debut at the Soho Playhouse. It's currently in previews and it opens tomorrow, December 18th. I'm thrilled that all three are able to join me in studio today. Maria, Diana, and Sandra, welcome to All of It.
Oh my gosh, we are so happy to be here.
Yes, we're so excited.
All of it.
All of it.
We love all of it.
We'll take all of it.
How did you all first get together and decide, yeah, this is what we're going to work on together?
Well, I had
this is Diana speaking, by the way.
I'm sorry. I'm Diana. Hello. I am the creator of the show because I created it. I thought, I did one-woman shows before that went really well, and it was successful, but it was very lonely. And I thought, you know what? This might be more fun with a couple other people. I also thought that my favorite thing in the world is a good story. I love a dinner party where somebody goes, oh, wait, you can't believe what happened to me. And so in thinking about this, I chose Christmas as the theme, and then I thought Latinas were great storytellers. And I knew both Maria and Sandra separately through comedy. Mm-hmm. And Maria and I were in a comedy group called The Unprotected Six.
Sketch comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also did stand up with Sandra Valls, who actually inspired me to do my first one-woman show. She was the first person to say, your jokes sound like stories.
Great stories. Yeah. Good God, do it.
Thank you. And so I got these two together, and I would say almost instant. Sandra said, yes, let's do this. Maria said, no. She said, I'm not doing that. And luckily we had the same coach, plug, Suzanne Morris. And she,
okay, I have to stop you. Why did you say no?
Yeah, tell
okay.
Them.
So I'm an actress and I work in TV and film. So it's different hiding behind a character and being a character that's not me, Maria Russell, right? So when she approached me, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be very personal. I can't get on stage and be myself. What the heck? So it was very scary because also it's very exposing of real life, not, you know, things that happen to somebody else. It's my life and true stories. And sometimes it's like, you know, you don't want to really talk about those things. But I found out that it was the best thing ever. We have the same coach, and Diana talked to her and said, you know, I approached Maria and she didn't want to do it. And she said to me, Andrew, she goes, oh no, you're doing it. And I was like, okay. And that was it. And then I just kept writing and I kept doing it. And the more I did it, then the easier it got. But let me tell you, it was not easy the first time around. I was like, oh my God, it felt like a fishy out of water. Because they're used to being on the stage doing stand-up comedy. I don't do stand-up comedy. It's a little bit different. Yeah. So, but I just found that when the audience is with you, and you could feel them, and they come up to you and say, oh, thank you for sharing your story. It was almost like, really? And then it was something that just took over. And that there, to be able to do that, that's power.
And then she was like, give me more. I want more.
Now, Sandra, you said yes right away. Yes. What did you see as the potential for this Latina Christmas special?
Well, Diana asked me, and I've always wanted to work with Diana. But I was going through a very tumultuous time. I was going through a bad divorce. And so I thought, this would be healing for me. This would be something to do. Hmm. And, wow, I get to tell my own story of growing up Latina, lesbian in Laredo, Texas, with a Mexican Catholic family in the border town. And it's huge representation, and it's very healing. Mm-hmm. It's very cathartic. But just, it was a project to do, and I'm like, anything to... Diana presented it. She's like, let's create our own content. There isn't, we complain about there's no Latina content, no content for women, no content for LGBTQIA. Let's create it. And I was like, you know what? Yes, let's do it. And it, look where we are now. I mean, it proved to be so, I keep saying healing because it is. It keeps revalidating our life calling on the planet for real. So that is why I said yes.
And it's also, I think it's important because you gave a little bit of your backstory. It's not like Latina, one giant group.
Exactly.
Go stand in the corner, be the Latina over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
You all have really interesting different
and
stories.
Different. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Sandra, you told us yours. Maria, tell us yours.
So where I'm from.
Yeah.
So I am a native California girl. I was born in Burbank and raised in the Valley.
I'm so glad she did that because I was going to say she's got to do the Valley talk. Yeah.
And I'm biracial. My mom is Mexican from Michoacan, and my father is Lithuanian American. But and I'm an only child. So all of that together created me, mm-hmm. which is a little.
Which is what we say. We say awkward. This is what you get this when the Latino family has one child.
Right. In the ballet.
With a Lithuanian.
Yes, with a Lithuanian and Mexican mother. But my mother is so amazing, and she, you know, she grew up really poor. I mean, very poor. Where no food, no food, no clean water, you know. And she wanted to give me everything. She did. And she still continues to do so. And when my now husband proposed to me, it was like a funeral. It was really bad. And it happened during Christmas. And that's kind of the story. And
Don't give too much away.
No, I'm not. And she came around eventually after, you know,
and this
don't
is part
12
of
years.
Yeah, don't give away all of it.
Now, this is part of the...
Thank you.
This is part of the show, though, right?
Yes.
The story?
Yes. It is.
I knew that already because we have a clip.
Yes. Oh, you do?
Of this exact story.
Okay, so there you go.
Oh, my God.
So let's take a listen to a clip from Latina Christmas Special.
Ay, ay, ay.
See, my mom suffered a great loss. Me. And it's totally understandable how my mom felt. You know, I was really young when I moved out and got married. I was only 31. I expressed to her how happy I was and how much I love Craig, and I wanted her to be happy for me too. So I asked her, Aman, you're happy for me, right? It's Christmas!
Yes. I'm happy.
That is from Latina Christmas Special. My guests are Maria Russell, Diana Yanez, and Sandra Valls. Yeah, by the way, Sandra did that entire monologue.
Yeah,
even though it's not your monologue.
Right, I just didn't think that monologue.
We're basically each other's understudies.
Yeah. Including our director, who's quite good.
Yeah. We're going to talk about him in a minute, but I want to get your story, Diana.
Oh, well, I'm Cuban-American. I'm from the other Cuba, Miami. And my parents came to this country with nothing but the clothes on their backs. I grew up on my number one babysitter, because they both had to have jobs, was TV. And so I worshipped television. And I, as a child, and especially as a teenager, grew to be a little resentful because I would see the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family and all of these families that sat down and talked about their troubles and figured out a reasonable punishment. And my family was, what? Everything was chaos. I mean, my mom asked me if I had any regrets about childhood. And I think I once told her, you know, I really wish every once in a while things would be handled calmly. But my story is about realizing that everything that I am now as a writer, as a comedian, as an artist, is because of that wonderful, vivacious, delicious, full, exciting life that I had as a child, which was full of drama and comedy. Both my parents are amazing storytellers, and they brought the fun into everything, and that's what my story's about.
Let's bring in George Rivas, who joined the team and directed the show. Because you were doing it originally before.
Oh, you mean
him,
Jeffrey?
Right? Jeffrey, I'm sorry.
I was
Jeffrey,
like, George, who's that?
Jeffrey.
You know, Jeffrey.
You know, George.
Yeah.
No, Jeffrey.
No, it's spelled GEOFFREY, right?
Yes.
Which is not typical
Latino.
Todo
fancy. Todo fancy con el Jeffrey.
Very, very English.
Jeffrey Rivas. So what did he bring to the show?
Well, Jeffrey came in to see the show 2 years into its launching. We originally were self-directing. We're stand-up mm-hmm. comedians, especially Sandra and I, so we were used to just giving ourselves advice on what makes people laugh. And he came to see the show one night because he's friends with Maria. They were on CSI together. He used to be a regular on CSI. And he came to the show, and he was floored. He thought, this is a show with real potential. We were mainly monologues at that point, with very little in between. He was one of the people that courted us. We had a few people say, hey, we want to take your show to the next level. But he came with passion and understanding. And I have to say that inside, he's a Latina as well.
Yes,
you know,
he's
like
a Latina.
He really got it. And he brought us to the Latino Theater Company, who had this amazing space in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. And then he spent months with us in all sorts of emotional states as we tried to put the show to make it more of a play with the monologues embedded in this story, which is based on how we really are in real life. We get together, we start drinking, the stories start coming out. Mm-hmm. And so he built on our dynamic, the camaraderie and the spark we have between us. We always come up with funny things together.
But he also he really pushed us to go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
To go to
That's
a
true.
More personal... We were telling our story, but mm-hmm. none of us wanted to go that deep. And he was like, you know, the more personal you are, the more universal the story is. Go there. And we're like, but no, this is really tough. But it's been so... again, healing for mm-hmm. us, cathartic, and just people leave better than they came in. We all have people saying, oh, I see myself in you, and you, Maria, and you, Sandra. Oh, I'm going to, you know, mm-hmm. go and call my mother now and, you know, appreciate my parents more, or whatever the people come and are a little changed. Mm-hmm. It's because we've gone deeper, and mm-hmm. we still are trying to find things. We're still a little tweaking and rewriting, but he really made it a safe space for us to go mm-hmm. and tell our authentic story.
This whole show has a real miracle feeling to it.
Yes.
Because everything has come together. Even the person who is one of our executive producers now, he was the one I went to when I had the idea and nothing was written and these girls weren't even committed yet. And I said, I have this idea. I'd like to have a theater. And he said, I love it. Do it here. That's who's working with us now.
Right.
And Jeff, same thing. He was like, I love it. Let's do it. And thank God I knew well enough in my gut that this was mm-hmm. the right person, because we wanted a woman. We did want a Latina director, but every Latina we met was a little
crazy.
But
Jeff is like a Latina.
Yeah, just not
it wasn't
with
right
it.
For
it
us.
Wasn't like a good. It wasn't a good fit. And
exactly.
It just made sense with him. And mm-hmm. just him pushing us to go to those places
yeah.
has made it really a different show, and I think this has been, I know so, the best version
right.
of our show.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's,
yeah.
it's really incredible, like incredible. And to be where we're New York. What?
Wait.
What?
Have you
what?
Thought about having the New York audience? Because I'm guessing the New York, you guys have performed
yes.
in
yeah,
different
we've done
parts
some
of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. It, what's a,
wow.
What's a, what is the difference? What's an
wow.
example?
Wow.
Well, and sorry,
no,
go,
no,
ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
Not today.
Okay, no, I would say that one of the things we wondered about, because in LA we have a good following, is that we have mostly, we have lots of different types of Latino Americans. And also, you don't have to be Latino to enjoy the show. In fact, it's very universal.
It is.
And but we do have a large contingent of Mexican Americans because it's LA. So when we came out here, we weren't sure. We, you know, we had that little, like, you know, trepidation, like, are they going to mm-hmm. get it here? You know, mm-hmm. like, are they going to be as boisterous, as excited about the show? And what happened was that we did our first preview. First of all, we had a huge crowd, which did not expect.
Yeah,
huge.
At all. Like, they, even the theater said this doesn't happen on a first day.
I mean, people flew from, like, Boston, Chicago, L.A., Denver, Corpus Christi to see us.
We had this great crowd, and then we went out there, and we started telling our stories, and the laughs weren't exactly in the same place, but they found other things they really, really loved. And in the process, by the second night, I had to change some of my lines because there was a weird laugh that we did not know where that laugh came from.
That's funny.
And so my girlfriend, Mike,
welcome to New York. Right. That's funny.
my partner's Puerto Rican. And so she said, "Do you know what Diana's saying?" I said, "No." She goes, "She's saying, I don't know if you want to talk about it."
No, let's not say that.
And
yeah.
I said, "Really?" She goes, "To Puerto Ricans, babe, it means something else." Yes. And I said, she goes, "You didn't know that?" I said, "None of us knew that."
No, we've been saying
because
it for years.
In L.A., that wasn't where the laugh was. The laugh was at the end of the story she tells, the end of that bit. But here I'm like, why are they laughing early and laughing hard early? So she's like, "We all fell out. You don't know what that means?" No.
So you got a cultural education too.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
we were just telling your producer, our Spanish is Spanish, of course, but Cuban, there's certain Cuban words that Mexican people
don't use
and mean something different to us. And
you know,
Puerto Rican, like I said, my partner's Puerto Rican, and we are always saying, "That doesn't mean that to me. That means this to me." Or, "Don't call me that. That really insults me." I'm like, "Really?" We use it all the time. She's like, "Don't ever call me that." I'm like, "Oh, I will not note it. I will not."
Maybe you should tell us that word too. We don't want to
off air. Say it on the air.
Off air.
And even Texas, like Tex-Mex, completely different from California, you know, Mexicans.
Well,
like
not
very,
completely
very different.
Different, but you know.
But very different, like even the foods and and the sayings. I'm like, "Do you guys say this?"
Oh, the dichos, the sayings, that's right.
Like, "No? What does that mean?" I'm like, "Okay."
Learning.
Yes.
It's the Latina Christmas special. It opens tomorrow at Soho Playhouse. My guests are Maria Russell, Diana Yanez, and Sandra Valls. So I heard you mentioned drinks.
Oh,
that might have been off mic that you mentioned drinks.
Oh, yeah, no.
So now I'm bringing it on mic.
What is the role of the alcoholic beverage in the show?
Well, tequila, of course.
We started with wine.
We did start with wine because Diana thought it was más fancy.
Yeah. Oh, but then we got we got a ton of tequila donated to us, so that we changed it to that.
We also thought it represented
more appropriate.
It seemed more Latino to be drinking tequila. So the idea is that, you know, when you drink, or this is how the play evolved, that when you drink, you get a little looser with the tongue, and that's how we explain why so many very deep truths come out. And in the original show, when we did it with wine, we used to, Maria would finish her set because she was so nervous about doing her piece that she would finish her set, and then she had like a real bottle of wine on the stage. We used fake. And sorry to spoil that for you guys. And Maria would have then a glass of wine because she would finish her monologue and she'd take a deep breath and whatever. So in some show, I accidentally grabbed the wrong bottle and I poured myself a tall glass of wine. And as I'm pouring it, I'm going, "Oh my God, I grabbed the wrong bottle." And I'm pouring it. And in this part, I drink the whole glass in one
because that's the punchline.
But a Latino glass.
Like a tumbler. A tumbler.
Yeah. Right. So it was always apple juice. And this time it was wine. And, you know, the show must go on. So I brought it to my nose, could smell that it was Chardonnay. And then I went, "Okay." And I drank the whole thing. And put it down, and I thought, "This is going to be interesting." And you know, the honest God truth is that it didn't affect me because I think the adrenaline of performing and also knowing that I had just had a huge glass of wine kind of kept me going. I didn't lose anything; everything was fine. But it was definitely a shock in that moment.
But these girls are lightweights. Like like I'm Mexican. Like I can drink a few tequila shots and be fine. And Maria
not
can.
I.
Sandra, Maria
I smell it and
you're
I'm
not,
drunk.
You're not fine. We've been meaning to tell you, you're not okay.
No, I am okay. Maria sniffs it and she's not okay.
I'm like, woo!
We're ready for that. Before I let you go, when you think about it and you want people, after they see the show, because you said it's about your personal stories, it's about family, it's about Christmas, it's about being Latina. What's something you hope they come away with from the show?
I think each of our personal monologues has a message, and but the overall message is that we're so lucky to be who we are. We are Americans, and we are also Latino. And gratitude, I would say, is high up there. Gratitude for all we've been given. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the main message. We each individually have messages, and I think also people come away. Let me tell you something. The Soho Playhouse has a bar downstairs, and last night, the bartender went, "Oh my God!" He was so happy because people have such a good time. They just basically think that they're in the show with
yes,
us.
Yes, they do.
We say salute and we raise a glass, and the back row goes salute. Right. Like everybody is in the show with us. And originally, actually, this is a funny story. When we first started doing it, we pretended we couldn't see the audience, that we were inside of Sandra's apartment. But they were so excited to talk to us that the last two runs, we've now included them. And they just love it. Mm-hmm. They love being part of the party.
Yeah.
And also the message, including with gratitude, the message is the human experience is the same. The pain, the joy, the love, the laughter. It's the same. It's just packaged differently. Mm-hmm. And so to have Latino representation for me, for us, is huge. As you know, we don't have enough or the wrong kind or very stereotypical kind. So representation of women, Latinas, the LGBTQIA community, the mixed race community, Cuban, Mexican, whatever, is different but the same.
Latina Christmas Special is at Soho Playhouse. It opens tomorrow, December 18th. My guests have been Maria Russell, Diana Yanez, and Sandra Valls. Break a leg tomorrow, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us.
On the way, WNYC planning editor Kate Hines gives us the scoop on which stories the newsroom is covering this week. More All of It after the break. Stay with us.